Laughlin, that talk number 1-300-872-911. Oh, this is Mark Stanley from the Cairns Night Markets back on the line again. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Twice in 2 days. What's happened?
Mate, first of all, give you an update, John. Of obviously had our discussion yesterday on the escalated level of violence we've been experiencing down here at the night markets. Yeah. But last night, once again, around 6 p.m., one of the guards asked some people to leave. We're still in here, and those people were out on the Abbott Street side here, and they started hurling rocks back towards our security guards, hitting diners sitting at the Post Street Cafe. So here we have people sitting, having their dinner, John, on the footpath at Post Street, nice little restaurant, being pelted by rocks.
No.
These things, I'm not too sure what we call them, but, So I don't know how much worse it needs to get, John. And it's ironic, John, actually, I spoke to the phone call from someone yesterday after our discussion on your show, but nobody.
No, exactly.
Care, John, or no concern for community safety?
It breaks my heart what's happening.
It's just beyond a joke, John. I tell you, it is pathetic.
Exactly.
One day something's going to happen, I think, pretty bad, John. I can see someone getting a baseball bat out one of these days and giving these guys what they deserve.
Well, we're going exactly the same way as Alice Springs, because there's no significant intervention from the top level. We elect people that prefer to look the other way and hope the issue will go away, or that they'll complete their term and adequately retire on a decent income, of course, without ever having to do anything, ever having to affect any intervention. Now, look at the situation there in Alice Springs. Look at the territory government. It's totally hamstrung. They think a 2-week or whatever it is, 10-day curfew is going to address the problem. Yeah. I mean, it is so bad, it's laughable. But what is happening here is absolutely terrifying, because we're going exactly the same way because of exactly the same hopeless attitude, spineless attitude of the people we elect. It's heartbreaking.
Exactly, John. I think, John, we need help in it. We can't control these people, with the guards we have. I mean, we need 4 guards here every night, and, I think we need police here. Patrolling the city, more often than we've got now. But they're very rarely seen down here, John. I mean, I'm not taking any away from the police doing a fantastic job, but obviously that they need more funding and more guys on the ground. We start the council to provide security for the community, I don't believe. So the police need, more manpower. And obviously they have these spouts of, increased manpower from time to time, which does help, admittedly. So those guys go back down south again, and it's all back to business as usual for these criminals.
When you spoke yesterday about the invasion, how many were involved in that? I mean, you said that there were 220 people. It was halved to 100 or whatever.
Well,
but how many people invaded the food court?
Well, food court seats 220, so that's what I was referring to at the time. We have, at that time in here, we would have had, I'm guessing, 500-600 people. But those groups, John, to answer your question there, I'd say it would have been 8 to 10 people the first time and probably 12 to 15 the second time around. So we had 2 events and they come back. So, last night was probably 5 or 6, which the guards kicked out for stealing. And they walked in the middle of the street, yelling abuse at the guards, picking up rocks, throwing rocks at the guards, and one hit the lady having dinner at Post Street.
Oh, this is just outrageous. No intervention. How old were these mob last night? How old were they?
Last night, probably the same thing. 15, 14, in that age group. One guy's probably 10, 12 years old, John.
Yeah.
They're the same people. And like we always say, John, you could arrest 20 kids in this town, that will solve 80% of the problems.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and no one wants to
John,
find a way.
We're really at ends here. We're saying what to do. A lot of businesses here employ staff. We pay rates. We have 131 shops here paying rates to the council. And you just expect more, John.
Exactly, and now I feel
I'm not too sure it's worthwhile getting Michael Hilly involved or not.
He doesn't have to be seconded. He's representing the seat of Cairns, and he's hearing you speaking, I'm presuming. If he's not listening, I'm sure somebody is telling him what you're telling all of Cairns that's listening at the moment and what you told them yesterday. So if he chose to intervene, he could well do so, because most people would say that as a state government matter, which law and order is, that he needs to be intervening.
You're right, John. You're right. Anyway, John, I thought I'd give you an update of what's happened, you know, last night on the same topic. Unfortunately, it's pretty bad. Most of our shopkeepers here, they said they don't know what to do. They said, "Mark, we don't feel safe.
Yeah,
we don't feel safe anymore." And there's a tenants that have been here for 25 years, John.
Yeah. Do you know the other point too? This came up in the election campaign a few weeks ago, whether or not the local level of government has a role. Well, a hell of a lot of callers said, yes, it does. It can represent the people of our city by standing up and making a noise about the issue, a noise that will carry to Brisbane and bring us some relief. So there's also upgrading of some of the facilities in the CBD, for example, more lighting, etc., various other aspects of what city design can deliver, and we need that done as well. So there is a role for the local level of government, but certainly when it comes to the policing, that is a state government issue, and there needs to be urgent intervention. We have an issue with lack of police numbers. We all know about that. But this is an emergency. And when you've got an emergency, you've got a really strong argument for one of these squads that come up here and sort matters out. We had it years ago, and they were only here for about a week, and they tidied the town up from the worst scumbags you've ever known who were sent packing in a few days' time. So that's what we do need, a squad from Brisbane that are fundamentally directed to get these troublemakers out of town and in a situation where they won't be keen to come back again. Now, I'll leave that up to you, what that might have, in fact, called upon, what the officers had to do. But, my God, it worked. So there's one answer for a start. Get tough police up here to make sure there's a level of protection, and then provide adequate protection into the future. Now, that wouldn't have to be the significant numbers we're talking about with one of these mobile squads, but it needs to be upped from where it is at the moment. We've got real law and order issues in our city, really bad issues that are getting rapidly worse along the lines of Alice Springs. So we certainly need a response from our state level of representation.
You're right, John. And these kids know, John, admittedly the council has employed additional security to help the city safe guys, but these kids know that those, you know, security guards have limited powers. So, you know, and there's no deterrent. You know, security guys speak to these kids on a first-name basis. Yeah. Come here, little Bill, you know, behave yourself type of thing. That's not a deterrent, John. So you're right, you need the police back up here to really manhandle these guys out of town.
Yeah.
And march in front of the court and lock them up.
That's a very good point, lock them up. But the task force approach years ago was initially very effective. I don't know why they don't do it again. But the judge has come out in the Courier Mail today, this is a prominent judge, saying, excuse me, the juvenile courts have the power to put these kids in custody. And she doesn't know why those powers aren't being used. Have a listen to this. The state's top judge says courts must keep children in custody. It's in black and white there today. If they believe they're a threat to the community, and are they what? These kids are a threat to the community or an individual. Her name's Helen Boskill. She's the Chief Justice. And she was following on this Redcliffe Magistrate Mark Bucknell, who said the courts were armed. They are armed with significant powers. And he revoked bail on an accused teenager on Monday. So the judiciary here, they've come under fire in recent years for this perceived soft sentencing. Well, you wouldn't get softer than what we see up here with these car thieves. Soft sentencing of juvenile offenders claimed to be fueling the state's youth crime crisis. Of course it is. It's encouraging crime. You've got a juvenile justice system that rewards crime by this revolving door. Anyway, this Justice Boskill said, quote, judges acted in accordance with the laws made by politicians and police could appeal bail decisions. She said courts must keep children in custody. If they're satisfied there's an unacceptable risk they would commit an offence that endangered the safety of the community or the welfare of any person if granted bail. So why are these kids roaming free after offence after offence after offence? She says these courts must have them in custody. So who's running this state? I mean, seriously, is there any effective leadership in the state of Queensland? It's a farce.
You're right, John. But John, are these guys accountable? Is the judiciary accountable?
Well, she's saying they need to be made accountable. That's a very good point, actually.
I agree.
It's fine for her to get in the paper and say, well, they've got to be made accountable. Hang on, she's the Chief Justice. So she's coming out, she's standing up saying they've got to be made accountable. Well, excuse me, Chief Justice, go to the Premier of Queensland and say, listen, Chief Justice, I'm the Chief Justice here. This thing's a farce. The people in Queensland are under siege. We've got Alice Springs creeping into the state of Queensland. So they've got the requirement, if these children are a threat to people in the community, they have to be in custody. Excuse me, Mr. Premier, you're the leader of Queensland.
And also, John, you know, more than local level too, we've got this community policing officer here. Those guys work, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, which, you know, 5 o'clock is when those kids come out.
Mm.
So yeah. I think those, you know, people need to see what's going on in their own eyes, John. Or, you know, these people in you know, places of authority need to see it firsthand what's happening.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, John, I thought I'd give a quick update on the state of the nation.
I'm so pleased you did, mate. Please stay in touch because we're all in this. I mean, people who care about our town are really concerned about it. Sadly, we tend to elect people. I mean, this happens all the time. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Elect people that would prefer to look the other way and hope that the nightmare would come to an end. Well, fat chance. We just
constantly
elect the wrong bloody people. Please, everybody, find somebody with a spine to represent us at every level. Good on you, Mark.
Thanks, John.
That's Mark Stanley. He's the boss down there at our Cairns Night Markets, enduring an ongoing nightmare.